This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to the podcast of The Petri Dish on Joy 94.9. For more information and the latest science updates, you can check out the blog or more podcasts at joy.org.au/thepetridish.
Petri dish, noun. A small, shallow dish of thin glass or plastic with a loose cover used especially for cultures in bacteriology. Petri was an assistant to the eminent bacteriologist Robert Koch. In 1887, Petri introduced a vessel for growing bacteria that consisted of two round rim plates, one serving as a cover for the other. Petri dish.
You're listening to the Petri dish here on Joy 94.9, and thanks to the boys from Generation Next for their lovely work.
They did great. Now, today it's Youth Week. Well, this week is Youth Week, so we're going to be talking all about ageing.
Yes. We're also going to talk a little bit about wrinkles.
That's right. And then our controversy today is the ageing gene. Is there a gene that tells you you'll be ageing?
I don't know. Ageing or Asian?
Both, maybe, but we'll be focusing on ageing. Yes. And our movie today is Benjamin Button. Could it happen? Could we start at age old and end at age new?
Oh, and we're also going to talk about wrinkle anti-moisturizing cream.
That's right. Our popular myth that they work.
Ooh.
Do they or do they not?
Wendy will tell us all that and more soon. But first, here's a track by Murph and Plutonic, Don't Worry About Nothing, from the album And Then Came Tomorrow.
Doesn't matter.
Why don't we cut straight to some science news?
I think we should. There's a high risk of STIs in women before they hit 21. I am just mumbling all over the place.
Yes, you are. It's okay. We're a bit frazzled from the music. It's
all
right.
We really are. University of Otago has released a study today that showed that women are diagnosed with more sexually transmitted infections by the age of 21 than they are between the ages 21 and 32. Men, on the other hand, had higher rates of diagnosis between 21 to 26. Plus, for 21-year-olds, women had nearly three times as many diagnoses as men, which says that either more women are getting checked or more women are infected.
That's very, very interesting.
It is.
Are the girls getting around too much, or are they just sleeping with all the guys?
No, I think most guys, because you guys are all external and women have internal genitalia, we're much more prone to infection. So this is, I think, really what the study is telling us. But the fact that earlier women are getting infected versus men is sort of interesting. Another piece of science news, all to do with aging, as you'll find, youth and aging, is when frogs don't croak. That's what I call this one. It's a study from Victoria University that has found that there's some mighty old frogs in Maud Island. There's some male frogs that are 35 years old and 37 years old, and a female frog that's at least 34 years old.
And then they're not dying, they just keep living?
Well, now, they're not dead yet.
Oh, maybe because their frog population's dying off, that they're like, ooh, we need to stay alive for as long as possible.
Well, that's right. Well, the really only purpose I've popped that in is so I could say that little pun that frogs don't croak. Actually not that interested in frogs or their age. But there you go.
It's a very important topic, frogs.
I think so. Maybe Kermit will be happy. And our final science news to do with aging and youth is called These Aren't Vegemite Kids, or We Aren't Vegemite Kids, perhaps. National MBF Health Watch survey released this week found that 22% of parents interviewed said their kids skip breakfast on 3 to 5 school days of each week, and a further 20% skip breakfast on 1 or 2 school days.
Oh, that's not good. It's going to affect your metabolism.
It sure will. In the past, research has shown that skipping breakfast leads to reduced learning and attention and poor food choices for the rest of the day, and children who skip breakfast are more likely to be overweight.
That's very true.
Now, this is even worse. Sorry, I keep interrupting. I'm very excited about this Vegemite.
Yes, keep going.
Asked why their children miss out on breakfast, and just over half of the parents said because there was no time with the pressures of coming on time to school. Go late and have toast. That's my message.
Wake up earlier, go to bed earlier, and you'll have plenty of time because we just like to sleep in and then we're just getting lazy.
That's true. Get up, Weet-Bix it up.
Get up and make food for your kids' parents. Thank you.
That's our 2 cents from two single and not childhood.
We don't have children. We are single and
and we're useless, like. Really. That's yeah, right. But this is our science news, no, all we're not about useless. Youth. And aging. And up next, we're going to be talking about the aging gene. Is there a gene that's making you old?
Yes, and yeah, but first, our producer has music for us now. It's all good. And I don't know what's going to come on now, but here we go.
I'm excited.
Music is still not working.
That's a problem.
That is a problem.
But what it does mean is you get to hear our voices for a little bit longer.
Yes.
So, Shane, can you just tell me a little bit about the aging gene?
Sure thing. Okay, hold on. I'm not really prepared. Just give me 1 second when I get my notes. So, it is National Youth Week, after all. And there's, you know, quite a good time to talk about aging. Sorry, I now have my notes now.
Ah, excellent.
Okay. So, there's a scientist in America called Cynthia Kenyon, who was looking at the genes of a worm called C. elegans.
C. elegans.
So, these worms. So, worms are pretty simple to understand.
That's a beautiful name for worms. C. Yeah, elegans.
C. elegans. Sounds very elegant.
Sounds like it should be a perfume. It's not. It's a worm. Excellent.
Okay. We won't go to perfume jokes. They have the whole genetic map of elegans, and they're one of the simplest multicellular life forms. So, they're quite easy to understand, dissect, and the simpler the life form, the less DNA you have to go through.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's why humans take a very long time to sequence.
Right. And so, they've sequenced the C. elegans worm.
Yes.
And what have they found?
Well, they found the gene that causes aging.
What?
Yep. She went out looking for the gene and she found it.
No. So, what does this gene do in worms? How do they know it's this gene that causes aging?
Well, she found this gene called DARF2. And let's label DARF2 the Reaper gene.
The Reaper gene?
Yes.
So, it's the killing gene.
The killing gene. And what she found is that when DARF2 gets changed or mutated,
mm-hmm.
a worm will live twice as long. So, it will live from 14 days to 28 days. And when it's damaged, the worm just lives longer.
Right.
Yeah?
I've got it. Damaged gene makes worm live longer. I've got the headline there.
And overexpression of the gene increases the rate of aging in the worm. So, it shortens their lifespan.
Okay.
So, how does this gene cause aging? So, that's what you're asking yourself, Wendy, is that right?
That's exactly what I'm asking myself. So, if it's mutated to produce more of what it does, so as hopefully people are getting, we keep talking about genes because they're just great. Genes produce proteins, and so when this Grim Reaper gene is producing more proteins, then the worms are living for a shorter amount of time.
Yes.
And when it's mutated to produce less of its protein, then they're living for longer.
Exactly. Very, very good. And the way it does this is there's another counterpart of this called DARF16.
DARF16.
Which is also known as the Fountain of Youth, the Fountain of Youth gene.
Right.
So, DARF2 actually inhibits that. So, Death Reaper inhibits the Fountain of Youth.
Ooh, okay. So, take me through this. How does that work?
Well, let me say what the Fountain of Youth gene does. So, the Fountain of Youth gene, in the absence of DARF2,
mm-hmm.
it stops there. Sorry. Resistance to oxidative stress. So, your cells will die, won't die as fast. You got thermotolerance, which is resistant to hypoxia. Hypoxia is a lack of oxygen, so that won't really affect. And your stress response systems, your cell stress response systems aren't as active.
Okay, so when everyone talks about how antioxidants are going to make us live forever, and so if antioxidants are damaging our DNA, this Fountain of Youth is an antioxidizer.
It's kind of like an antioxidant.
Right.
Yes.
Well, it produces antioxidants. That's great.
Yeah.
So why is it? What's the Grim Reaper doing? What is it doing to our Fountain of Youth gene? Our Fountain of Youth gene is protecting our DNA, protecting our cells, and Grim Reaper's doing what?
Well, the Grim Reaper gene is also responsible for us maturing to sexuality, reproducing. Well, this is in the worms.
All right. So, I'm seeing some benefits about this gene.
Let's note this. This is in worms. They have found some similar ones in humans, but they're not exact because more human DNA is much more complicated than a worm.
Right.
But since...
You'd hope so, really.
Yeah. And let's go through the evolutionist kind of thing. We're all kind of linked, so we should have the same genes or something similar to it, but more complex.
But so, in these worms, they found a clear correlation between a gene that is going to make you live for longer... And so, what happens if they completely block out Grim Reaper gene? So, does that mean the worm lives forever?
The worm would not mature. I don't think the worm will mature to sexual maturity because it says here that DARF2 is responsible for them to sexually mature and breed because, you know, all animals are here to keep breeding and passing on their DNA.
But would they live forever, just not be, you
know, live forever, just live longer. So, there's also another gene that's responsible for death.
Right. Okay. So, it's the fountain of youth, but not necessarily immortality.
Yes. This is not equal immortality, but it could lead to immortality. Maybe if you tweak with the genes a bit, that you could have immortal worms. That's kind of scary, actually.
Wow. So, this controversy of the aging gene. So you say they've found similar...
They found similar ones. It doesn't state here what they are, but they're still researching into the human fountain of youth genes and death reaper, Grim Reaper genes. And it's the Grim Reaper gene is essential for its existence because it keeps populations in check, especially in the animal kingdom. Human kingdom a bit different, but in animal terms, if the animals kept on living longer, that means that they'll have an older population. And, I mean, there's less food and resources about.
Right, which is the same as a human population, really.
Exactly. And when you run out of food, then you're going to start to cater for the aging population. But in animal kingdoms, the oldest one would tend to be, like, the alpha male.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the alpha male would be the one breeding with all the females. And if they keep breeding with the same old animal, the genetic diversity within the animal community becomes less and they're more vulnerable to genetic diseases and viruses and bacteria because, as we all know, in Darwin's, we all evolve and mutate slightly and one of us will be able to survive fitter than the others.
That's right. Those alpha males need to die out eventually to let new alpha males into the picture with new DNA. And
exactly. And so, if they don't die out, then the genetic pool gets slimmer and we'll end up the cheetahs all have, for example, the cheetahs right now, in its human intervention, they all have just one genetic pool, making them very susceptible. All it takes is one disease to wipe them out.
So, they can't cheat a death?
No, they can't cheat a death. Bad
pun. Is that what you're telling me? That's two for Wendy. You missed out before. I had a great one about frogs and croaking. Now we've got not cheating yet.
Let's go back to Fountain of Youth.
No
so worries. It is quite promising that we maybe scientists maybe in the future may be able to reverse aging. But the question is, do we really want to reverse or stop aging?
That's right. And I feel that as two young people, we're not really equipped to answer that question. It's sort of like when you have a young hottie denying people getting face surgery and things and plastic surgery and saying, I would never do that. Who knows? I'm sure when we hit our 60s, we'll want a gene to live forever.
Yeah, but who knows what the consequences will be. You know, aging population is a very big problem facing Japan at the moment. And even Australia, we have an aging population.
That's
and how
right.
do we take care of them and less resources for the youth, and how do we do that? Have that balance? Anyway,
these are interesting questions.
That's all for our controversy. There is an aging gene out there, found in worms. Similar, there's one similar in humans. And if you have any questions tonight, feel free to email us at onair@joy.org.au or SMS us on 0427JOY949. And just tell us what you think. Maybe do you think that's a good thing? We can reverse aging.
That's right. Do you believe in the aging gene? Up next, our popular myth is that moisturisers, do they work?
You're listening to Joy 94.9 with the Petri Dish. Our music's been playing up tonight, so I'm a bit frazzled.
I'm excited it was playing.
And before we're talking about the aging gene and whether you believe in it or do you think it's a good thing that we might be able to reverse aging, so send us your opinions onair@joy.org.au or you can SMS us on onair@joy.org.au or maybe just have a question for us. Feel free to do that as well.
How do they SMS, by the way? I have a feeling you might have just repeated.
0427JOY949. That's 0427 569 949.
Excellent. Now, right now, I'll be talking about moisturisers and wrinkles and why we get wrinkles and whether moisturisers help. because it's a $1 billion industry using moisturizers, and more marketing agents from moisturizing companies are telling people younger and younger that if you start using moisturizers early, it's going to help your skin. You know, there were those ad campaigns a little while ago, a woman with amazing skin, and she just said, I've been using this moisturizer for 20 years.
All the women that were 14, they're like, oh, look at me, I actually look 30.
That's right. And what better marketing than to say, you'll start getting wrinkles from the age of 20, so start using this moisturizer for the rest of your life. So, we're just about to tell you about the truth behind that. But first, let's go into the theory of why we get wrinkles to begin with.
Is it from laughing, Wendy?
It's not from laughing. This is a myth unto itself. So, laugh and the world will laugh with you.
Okay, tell us.
Or maybe it won't. When I say a joke, maybe it doesn't.
No, no one laughed there. Those crickets in the background. Tell us, why do we wrinkle?
All right, we got... Perhaps we'll start at the very beginning, which is skin. Skin is the largest human organ in the body. It's made of two layers, the inner skin, which is called the dermis, and the outer skin, which is the epidermis. Now, skin's also made of proteins, such as collagen, which hopefully we've all heard a little bit about. So, collagen gives its skin its structure and elasticity. And a scientific review of wrinkles made in 2008 blamed collagen for losing its structure and saying that that was the key to the appearance of aging. So, it's actually collagen. So, in humans, collagen is extremely stable. And unlike other cells in the body, which are constantly dying out and replicating, collagen cells stick around forever. Well, and by forever, I mean 30 years.
Wow. So, the collagen that we may have from birth is the same one we have right now.
That's right. And at first, you think, well, this is a great thing. We've got collagen. It's increasing our elasticity and it's hanging around forever. But actually, this old collagen starts to develop mutations and alterations.
Oh, no.
And we start to get what scientists call fragmented collagen. And it's this fragmented collagen that causes wrinkles, also causes skin bruising and tearing. Why, I hear you ask?
Yes, I'm wondering why. I'm like, is this because of oxidants? Do we need to eat more antioxidants?
One theory is oxidants and one theory is fibroblasts.
Oh, what are fibroblasts? Well, that sounds scary.
I'm glad you asked. Fibroblasts make collagen. They're cells that make collagen. Now, in young skin, fibroblasts attach to collagen and it makes them stretch. So, sort of imagine collagen like monkey bars and you've got this little kid that's stretched out grabbing the monkey bars. Maybe a really tiny kid. Maybe a doll, perhaps. Now, when fibroblasts stretch, they make more collagen.
Yep.
So, that's what produces collagen, this stretching fibroblasts. And they also stop the body producing enzymes that break down collagen and that make collagen more fragmented. Now, when collagen starts to become more fragmented just with age and possibly oxidants, it means that the fibroblasts can't attach to collagen and can't stretch as well as they could.
So, collagen... fibroblasts are a cell that can stretch and produce collagen. So, how they produce collagen?
Yes.
Okay, just clarifying that.
Excellent.
Great. Keep going, Wendy.
Thanks. And now, when they can't attach to the collagen and they can't stretch, they shrink. And the opposite of what should happen does. So, they stop producing collagen because they're all shrunken and they start making these enzymes that then break down more collagen. So, we've got this perpetual cycle of no more collagen and then fibroblasts shrinking, producing less collagen, and then all of a sudden we get wrinkly, wrinkly skin.
So, our wrinkly skin comes from fibroblasts?
From fibroblasts not doing what they should and not giving us new collagen. And not improving our collagen.
Okay, so it's actually damaged collagen in our skin.
That's causing our wrinkles. That's right. So, the question, of course, is what can we do? And do moisturizers help? Now, one of the only products that's been scientifically proven through tests not conducted by...
By the company.
Yes. And there are a lot that have been conducted by the company. And they all show significant results, would you believe?
Yes, we love bias reports, don't we?
We sure do. Not here at the Petri Dish. Now, one of the only products is vitamin A and retinoic acid and retinol. And this is all different forms of vitamin A at different times of its life. Yep. And this actually product has been shown to put new collagen into aged skin. And it also encourages fibroblasts to attach to collagen and stretch and then make more collagen.
Oh, wow.
So this is any moisturizer, and there's a lot of cheap moisturizers out there, or not brand named moisturizers, that have vitamin A, retinol, retinoic acid.
So moisturizers with vitamin A work.
They have been scientifically proven to work.
So if they don't have vitamin A, we should be wary, is what you're trying to say?
Well, I'm just saying you've got a less chance of effectiveness. There's also been some studies, some smaller studies, but not long-term, with vitamin B and vitamin C, and they do show a reduction in fine lines and wrinkles.
Really? I thought vitamin C was collagen's enemy. Ooh. Was that in the no?
It actually led to, there was a study that where they put 5% product with 5% vitamin C, and they applied it to the forearm of volunteers, of one forearm, and then not another forearm for 6 months, and it increased the expression of collagen and proteins that inhibit the breakdown of collagen.
So would a combination of orange juice and lots of carrots onto my skin make my skin better?
I want to say yes, just so I've got that imagery, I think it might, orange juice, if it's going to seep into your skin and get there, but vitamin A is definitely the key. And again, none of these studies have done long-term. Most of them go for maybe 6 months or follow up people after 6 months or a year, but no 20-year studies have been done. So we don't actually know the if it's going to be the moisturizer that helps.
Ooh, because, you know, our mums all use, my mum uses it regularly, religiously, actually.
So does mine, and they get to be quite expensive. And then people convince themselves, well, even if it's not going to help with the wrinkles, I like the way it smells. But that's fine too.
That's okay. So moisturizers only work if they have vitamin A, vitamins in it. Is that our consensus?
That's it. Well, the only product or ingredient of moisturizers that's been scientifically proven or shown to reduce wrinkles time and time again is vitamin A, and it's sort of
there other varieties. So if you're worried about your wrinkles, go out, get some vitamin A cream. Don't put carrots on yourself.
Don't put carrots on yourself. But
or orange juice.
That's right. And, of course, protecting yourself from the sun is another key. So yes, it's using sunscreen.
Next, we're going to talk all about the skin, actually. And why why orange juice actually might not actually work as well.
Well, we're not going to talk about that. What we are going to talk about is another thing on wrinkles. I'll remember this fact. Every episode of the Petri Dish, we like to take you through a fact that you might have known in high school or primary school once and you might have forgotten. And today we're going to tell you why you get wrinkles when you stay in the bath
too
long.
Why do we get crinkles in the bath?
Crinkles in the bath.
But here for National Youth Week, we have The Youth by MGMT.
Perfect song.
That's right. It's National Youth Week here on Joy 94.9. And Wendy and I are actually going to be doing an outside broadcast this Friday between 12 and 2 from Princess Hill Secondary College.
That's right.
It's going to be quite exciting. We've got some great interviews lined up. And Joy's been doing as an official media partner of Youth Week, and it's a great thing because a lot of young people here, Taste of Radio, course, us.
That's right. And if you had anything specific you wanted us to talk about, maybe some science questions you had, you can SMS them in today, which you can SMS on 0427-JOY-949.
Or you can email us at onair@joy.org.au if you want us to read it now. Or if you have one that comes up during the week, you can email us at thepetridish@joy.org.au. And we'll put it on the show. We have a show next week dedicated to
water.
Water.
Which was supposed to be this week's show, but we had to delay it because of Youth Week.
Yeah, sorry, Lonnie.
That's right. So water everywhere is what we're calling it. We'll be talking about the drought, the pipeline. But we've also got a bit of a water topic now. Wrinkles in the bath. Why do we get them?
Well, that's a very good question, Wendy, and I have the answer for you right
now.
How
convenient. Amazing.
So, I think let's first go through what makes up the skin. What do you think? Do you think that's a good way to go?
What makes up the skin? Well, like we were talking about before, there's the two layers, the dermis and the epidermis, the outer layer and inner layer.
And according to my science website, hypodermis.
Hypodermis.
Hypodermis is the layer below the dermis, and that's the deepest layer of skin, and that's where our fat and adipose tissue is stored.
Ah,
yeah, excellent. And that's where, and women tend to have a thicker hypodermis than males. And this layer also acts as an insulation and protects the internal organs from temperature variation. Also, the fat there is acts as energy reserves.
Excellent, kind of like the whale.
Yeah, what, the whale?
Everyone talks about the whale because it's got large fat reserves.
Oh, okay. Let's move on now.
Sure, we don't want to focus on the whale. That's fine.
Not this
I'm
week.
Having a whale of a time. I just had to go for number three. That's
you
an
are,
obvious
you
one,
You are just
though.
Doing all the bad puns tonight, aren't you?
You're going to block me off on the cough thing, aren't you? You press a button, it turns off the mic.
I just turned off your mic. The second layer is known as the dermis. And this is where the connective tissue of our skin exists. So, the collagen that we're talking about before and a little bit of elastin. And this is responsible for keeping our skin in shape, anti-wrinkle-free. And also, it bounces back after being stretched, pulled, or pushed as well. And it's also actually, dermis is a really important part. So, where the blood circulates, when where oxygen and nutrition gets to the blood, and also where our glands are. So, sweat glands, hair follicles, and the sebaceous gland. Yes. Well, that's
sounds,
a very important gland.
Funky.
Yes, it is very funky.
So, tell me how this all fits into why I'm getting wrinkles in the bath. I'm getting impatient.
So, the dermis has a sebaceous gland, which produces our word from last week, sebum. Okay, not semen.
No, my skin is not producing semen.
No, your skin's not. It's sebum. S-E-B-U-M. Sebum.
Right. See, scientists do have a sense of humour.
Yes, we do have a sense of humour. And that protects, that gets excreted out onto your epidermis to protect it from water getting in.
Right. So, we sort of squish out this sebum. That will protect our skin.
Because our skins are quite... It's slightly acidic, even though sebum isn't. And our skin protects us from invasion from bacteria, viruses, and sebum protects excess water getting in to promote homeostasis, which is regulating this body's normal state.
Right. Okay. Okay.
So, sebum is a slightly basic oil-based liquid that protects water coming to the skin. But only a certain amount of sebum can be produced at one time. So, when we are sitting in a bath or a pool or in the shower for a really long time, the sebum is actually getting washed away faster than it can be produced. Yes. Are we following?
I'm following. That's right.
So, when this happens, this allows water to enter our skin, enter our body through our skin, through a process known as osmosis. Osmosis is a key word here from high school.
Osmosis.
Yes. Osmosis is the movement of water molecules from an area of high water concentration to an area of low water concentration. So, obviously, when you're in a pool, there's more water in the pool than in your body. So, the water will naturally want to go in after the sebum layer has been removed.
Wow.
And the reason why we become wrinkly is not because we're losing water. This is, you might think, oh, my skin must be dry. But your skin, actually, when you feel your wrinkles, they're quite wet, right?
That's right. They are too.
That's not just because of the water that you just were in. It's also because it's actually waterlogged.
Whoa.
So, your cells has been taking up all this water. And our cells also burst if too much water gets in it. There's nothing to protect it. Unlike plants where...
So, if we stayed in a bath for a really, really, really long time, then our skin cells could burst in our...
Yep. So, you have like... the wrinkles are actually just little dead skins, kind of like your fibroblasts and collagen there because you had too much water in you. But it bounces back pretty quickly.
Wait a sec. So, I'm confused. So, all this water is going into your skin through osmosis.
Yep.
And we get wrinkles because it's just sort of poking out rather than what we would think is it getting dried out and sucking in.
Yeah. So, where it's waterlogged and killing our skin cells for a little bit and then, but it bounces back pretty quickly.
So, why is it? There must be a point of where no longer we'll keep getting water in our fingers, right?
No, because there has to be an equilibrium point, and the equilibrium point between the water and thing will take a really long time to reach, I reckon.
Right, because there's always going to be more water in the pool, pretty much.
So, I actually didn't research whether chlorine will get into you or the bacteria will get into you, but definitely the water will get into you.
And that's why we get wrinkles in the skin. I'm a little bit scared. There has to be a stopping point, though. There no has one has died from exploding by sitting in the bath for too long.
Are you going to experiment?
And I've just got one question. What about the Little Mermaid?
She's a mermaid. She has different genetics to us.
Oh, that is poppycock. She has fingers like the rest of us.
I'm sure Disney just made Little Mermaid not have scales. I'm sure she has scales all over her body. Have you not seen around the twist when they find the mermaid? She has scales all around her body, protecting from water.
I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what's going on here.
The Little Mermaid.
Is not accurate? Is that what you're telling me? That Disney has not done a positive portrayal of a mermaid?
Yes, it's inaccurate. She's actually fish-like with scales, Wendy.
And this explains why she does not have wrinkles on our skin. But what explains why we do get wrinkles on our skin when we are in the water too long is osmosis. It's water going into the skin.
Yes.
Into the fingers. And it's actually sort of popping out.
Yeah, it's kind of disturbing me now, actually.
It is a little. So, why are the cells dying?
Okay, let's another trip down memory lane to high school. If you remember, mm-hmm. a plant cell and an animal cell. So, an animal, they both have a cell membrane.
Mm-hmm, which is like a sort of skin on the cell.
Yep. Now, plants use it to keep themselves turgid, so they have more water in it. And it pushes against their cell wall, which is made of this really tough structure,
mm-hmm.
so it doesn't burst. But animal cells don't have that cell wall to prevent it from bursting. So, too much water causes it to burst. It goes to, there's a certain point. It's like filling up a balloon. So, when you blow enough air into a balloon, it pops. Putting enough water into your cells will cause it to pop and die.
Wow. So, that's what's happening when you're in the bath too long. And we're in drought conditions anyway. What are you doing in the bath so long? It's a bath. You're not using any more water. Ridiculous comment.
A shower would be worse, Wendy.
We've got a song up now, Derry. Yes.
This is dedicated to our producer's partner.
This is a love song dedication here at the Petri Dish. If you do want to send us a love song dedication or that we would rather science questions, you can do so on 0427JOY949. But this one is out to Darren. Yes. Happy birthday,
Happy
Darren.
Happy birthday, Darren.
You're listening to the Petri Dish on Joy 94.9, and we've had a few SMSs in telling us all about osmosis. And Darren, whose song that was dedicated to, had a great line. Well, he was excited that we got sebum on the radio, that Kane, our producer, managed to do that. But he did have a comment about our cells exploding, and this was very helpful. He writes, osmosis across cell membranes will be limited by the surface tension of the cell walls, so our cells won't explode.
But it's only in plant cells.
Oh,
humans don't have cell walls. You should know this, Wendy. It's very basic science.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry. Darren says, thanks, babe. And that's directed at our producer, Kane.
Excellent.
And we also got a call in as well from Graham, who says, he was talking about our osmosis question with the Little Mermaid. He said, is mermaids, are they saltwater or freshwater? Because that will change how everything works. And I believe because she lives in the ocean, she is a saltwater.
They are a saltwater. And Graham makes a very good point. This would change quite a lot. Why would it do that?
Well, because there's salt in the sea as well. And so they'll have to compete with the salt in the mermaid's body. And the moving of salt in and out the body and regulating. And, you know, fish have a whole nother regulatory system. So, I expect it to be similar to that. And the scales will act as another protection layer, I reckon.
But if we assume she doesn't have scales. Well, I don't know if Prince Eric is really going to fall for scaly Ariel.
Maybe he has a fetish for scaly Ariel.
But she would have less. She would have less chance of being wrinkly because of the excess salt water in the ocean. And in more real terms, when you go swimming in the ocean, your skin will be less wrinkly, or it will take longer to get wrinkly than if you're in the bath.
I would have more. I don't. I think salt is too big of a molecule to actually penetrate through your skin, though. Anyway,
but I think because there's less water, and more salt, so the osmosis, the high concentration, low concentration, would
be
different.
Do you need to talk about this next week on our water special? This is quite controversial. Now we're having a debate about the Little Mermaid.
That could be our
movie.
Perhaps that will be our movie. Could the Little Mermaid survive? But while we're talking about movies, our movie for today, so every week on the Petri Dish, we like to debunk movies. Prior, we've talked about Evolution, David Duchovny. And because we're talking about aging and the fountain of youth, we thought it was appropriate
to talk about Benjamin Button. And our producer, Kane, is going to talk all about it.
About the science of Benjamin Button. Now, I have actually seen this movie, and I'll just go through the plot quite quickly, and then Kane's going to tell us whether it could happen. So, for those who haven't, there won't be any spoilers, except that the movie is a spoil unto itself. So, it's bad. But what is the plot? Is it a little boy pops out of his mum called Brad Pitt, and I really do. And he actually looks quite old. He is an old man on the outside, but on the inside, he's got the heart of a little boy. And as he grows, he actually gets younger rather than getting older.
So we have a sexy 60-year-old.
Yes. Well, by 60, then he starts to get acne.
Oh, no.
And so they went through the whole process. And I think the most enjoyable thing about the movie was when he hits 30, which is sort of the midway. Equal time. Yeah, 30, 40, which is when he's actually the age that he feels on the inside. And it's a very cute Brad Pitt, and the girls behind us actually sighed. I've never seen that before in a movie. That's right. So, Kane, tell us, is it possible that you could have some mutation of genes or of...
Is it got to do with the Grim Reaper and the Fountain of Youth?
That's right, that you could pop out looking all old and wrinkly and then get younger and younger and younger.
Well, you don't pop out old and wrinkly, but I actually did find a disease which causes you to grow old really, really quickly. So, like, 5-year-old kids are much older than...
Like, so, what's happening there?
Well, there's a genetic disorder called Hutchinson's-Gilford progeria syndrome, or HGPS. And what happens is it gives the appearance of rapid aging. So, these little kids, they don't gain weight. They stay really, really skinny. They get really prominent eyes, a thin nose with a little beaky tip. Their lips get really thin, and they get a tiny little chin.
Wow. And how long do they usually live for?
They actually don't live that long. They generally die at about the age of 12. Is it from
aging disorders like kidney failure and things like that, or is it from something else?
It's caused by something else. They generally die from heart failure. Because what the disease does is there's a mutation in the LMNA gene which produces this protein called lamina.
Uh-huh.
And the lamina gives shape to the nucleus, which is inside of the cell, which holds the DNA.
Yep.
And right, so, okay, so we've got a nucleus that holds our DNA, and what's holding the nucleus together is lamina.
Yes.
And the gene that makes lamina is mutated in these people that are getting old really quickly.
Yeah, there's one change from a thiamine to a something else, and it just doesn't hold together anymore. And so they get really unusual shapes, the enveloping of the cell, of the nucleus.
What does that mean?
Yeah, explain that to us, enveloping.
When you have an envelope and you fold it over, like you lick it and fold it over, it holds together. That's enveloping, like it's closed up.
And so a cell, why is a cell closing up?
The nucleus of the cell has to close up so that it can hold all the pieces in. And there's little ports through it that let proteins and hormones pass through them. But when the nucleus doesn't hold together, proteins that are in the cellular environment and not in the nucleus environment can just swap between the two, and the DNA is not in the right place, and the cells don't cope well with this. And so there's...
So that's why they're getting older.
Yeah, faster. So it causes the cells to look older.
So are these people actually looking older? Or because what you described sounded just like they looked a bit funny rather than older.
Well, they externally age faster, but there's no mental... they mentally age at the same rate that a normal kid would.
Oh, wow.
So,
and their appearance is the same. Like, is it they look just a little bit funny looking, but they don't have, like, the wrinkles like an old man would have, or liver spots that an old man would have.
No, they don't get the wrinkles and all of that, but...
They look a bit funny. They,
wow. So, that there's another movie that relates to this,
that Robin Williams film, Big, I think. Or was that a Tom Hanks movie?
That's a Tom Hanks movie, but I can't remember the Robin Williams film. If you know what it is, let us know. But, so, you can't be born old, but you can't...
Age really, really quickly.
And is this gene telling us anything about aging in... real life, that is real life. So a big, very derogatory to this.
Sorry,
this
does
illness,
have anything to do with like the death breed Grim Reaper gene
or aging in general?
Yeah. No, it's not. It's the way that the cells deteriorate because it's the external environment. As your cells would die as you're getting older, they all fall apart.
Excellent. Well, thanks for that, Kane. So it looks like Benjamin Button's not really happening, but there are some bizarre phenomena that we do get. With aging and aging faster, and that's quite interesting.
Oddly enough, there has been one case in China though, where a man in his middle 50s, he had grey hair from the age of 40, was starting to get wrinkles. His skin has started to get tighter, his hair started to go darker, and he's come out with acne.
Are we sure that he just isn't, like, injecting himself with collagen?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
And not washing his face and
dyeing his
hair.
A little bit of hair dye.
I'm a bit sceptical on this plastic surgery lie.
I think I am too. But interesting stories. Thanks very much, Kane. And now we've got one more song, a very appropriate one. What have we got to finish off on?
It's Forever Young by Youth Group. Do you want to stay forever young?
I do now.
Well, we're all young at heart, I reckon. So here we go. Forever Young by Youth Group.
So many cliches all at once. That's amazing.
Yeah, listen to Joy 94.9 with a Petri Dish. That was Forever Young by Youth Group in dedication for National Youth Week here on Joy 94.9. And remember, you can catch Wendy and I between 12 and 1, actually. But the whole broadcast, 12 to 2, outside broadcast at Princess Hill Secondary College.
That's right, on Friday.
Could be. Interested. Otherwise, we're going to wow you with some science facts during the show.
All right, that's pressure, but that I'm ready pressure. To wow. Otherwise, we'll be here at 10 o'clock next Tuesday, and we'll be talking about water everywhere. Do you need to drink 8 glasses of water a day? What sort of water should you be drinking? Mineral water, tap water, doesn't matter. And what's our movie?
Our movie is going to be The Little Mermaid.
That's right. Could mermaids survive?
Let's just explore it a bit. Mermaids in general.
Could they happen?
Could they survive?
Why do we believe them? And our Remember This Scientific Fact is we'll be explaining, why do we pee?
Yes, it's a...
We're going to take it down. Take it down a level.
Our producer's laughing. he's going to have fun researching that one. I'd like to thank Kane, our producer, for doing lots of research, and our listeners, Darren, and happy birthday again.
And Graham.
Yes. And remember, you can contact us when we're not on air by emailing thepetridish@joy.org.au, or you can go on joy.org.au/petridish and look at our blog and leave a comment, and also our podcast if you want to re-listen to anything we talk about.
That's right. And if you did want to get more information on anything that we spoke about, it will be on the blog, or you can just email us.
Yes. And as we do every week, thank you for listening to The Petri Dish. Today, we're brought to you by the letters CA for calcium, because we all need calcium when we're young to build strong bones, and the number 20. Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the podcast of The Petri Dish. For more information and the latest science updates, you can check out the blog or more podcasts at joy.org.au/thepetridish.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.